It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast. Hey, remember that cartoon show from years ago called Wacky Racers? Well, the title of today's show is JT Survives the PGA Demolition Derby. It's been a while since I've watched the Demolition Derby. What about you? On Sunday afternoon, I saw a most unusual Demolition Derby being contested on a gorgeous golf course in Tulsa, Oklahoma. In case you're a bit fuzzy on how a demolition derby works, these events are usually held on a Friday or Saturday night at your local dirt track racing facility. A dozen or so junk car clunkers are dumped onto the track and slowly ram into each other back and forth until one barely moving vehicle is left. And that driver slowly emerges from the wreckage and collects his check, a trophy, and the applause from the locals. And that's pretty much what happened over the weekend in Tulsa at one of America's greatest golf courses, Southern Hills Country Club. But in this case, though, Justin Thomas was the one to collect the check, and it was worth an incredible, are you ready, $2.7 million.
Excellent.
Plus, he picked up the 26-pound PGA Wanamaker trophy and the hearty applause from thousands of Tulsa's golf fans. Justin Thomas emerged as a survivor of this weekend's first golf major of the season as he and his playing competitors failed to capitalize time after time after time on Sunday at this historic golf course on a beautiful afternoon. After the first 18 holes of the 2022 PGA Championship, the leader was 5 under par. And by the end of 4 rounds of play and 72 holes Sunday afternoon, the leader was still 5 under par. And I love it. I'm just not a big fan of seeing traditional championship layouts like Tulsa's Southern Hills Country Club being turned into a glorified drive, pitch, and putt competition by today's golfers utilizing juiced golf balls and high-tech equipment. And Mother Nature even got into the act and helped to shake things up over the weekend. The tournament's weather was quite typical of Tulsa, Oklahoma in the late spring. On Thursday and Friday, it was sunny and warm with temperatures in the upper 80s and a steady south breeze at about 20 miles an hour. But then after the second round ended Friday afternoon and the field had been trimmed in half, the weather conditions pulled a big switcheroo as a late spring cold front dropped temperatures by nearly 30 degrees on Saturday morning and northerly winds completely changed the golf course and the way it played. A bit of drizzle also Saturday helped to make the playing conditions feel even chillier. At the beginning of Saturday's third round, the tournament leader, Will Zalatoris, was at 9 under par. By the start of the final round Sunday, there was a new leader, Mito Pereira of Chile, but he was also 9 under par starting the final round. At the end of the day Sunday, though, 5 under par would be good enough to get any player into a playoff, and only two of the golfers on the course, Justin Thomas and Will Zalatoris, were able to do that. Justin Thomas was 2 under par starting the day on Sunday, 7 shots behind the leader as his round began. But a 3 under par 67 on Sunday afternoon was good enough to get him into a playoff later in the day. Now let's talk about Mito the Press. Sorry, couldn't help it. Now in his first full season on the PGA Tour, Chile's Mito Pereira looked steady as a rock for most of the final 36 holes. During Sunday's final round, the 27-year-old golfer dropped a shot here and there, but seemed calm and under control for nearly an entire day. The key word, nearly. He was at 6 under par and holding a one-shot lead while standing on the 18th tee box Sunday afternoon. A creek hugs the right side of the fairway at the 495-yard par 4 18th hole at Southern Hills. That same small body of water also crosses the entire fairway at about 325 yards off the tee. So the golfers are forced to hit their second shot, almost 200 yards, up a 50-foot elevation rise into the green. And the 18th hole at Southern Hills is renowned as one of the most difficult finishing holes in America. When asked about the 18th hole this week, PGA Tour veteran Matt Kuchar said, "It's hard. It's a beast." So leading by one shot, Mito Pereira, who had not won a tournament on the PGA Tour, stepped up to the 18th tee and pulled out his trusty driver. Uh-oh. Alas, the young man's nerves finally showed on that shot as he made a very unsightly golf swing. It was so bad that even Charles Barkley, notorious for his own choppy golf swing, probably winced watching it. The ball wound up going into the creek along the right side of the 18th fairway. Mito Pereira would then take a penalty drop and hit his third shot into the rough near the green. If he could just get up and down from the rough in two shots, he'd still be tied with Justin Thomas and Will Zalatoris at 5-under par and enter a playoff for the championship. Unfortunately, Mito's chip shot zipped several feet past the hole and he missed the putt coming back. And that double bogey 6 on the last hole not only cost him first place in the tournament, he also lost over $1.5 million in prize money from falling from a first place lead to a tie for third place. After the golf tournament, Mito Pereira bravely faced the media and admitted that he was a bit dazed by the pressure on the 18th tee box. He told reporters, quote, "I wasn't thinking about the water. It's weird that it went in. I guess you have so much pressure in your body, maybe you don't even know what you're doing." Though some might equate his 18th hole disaster Sunday afternoon to Frenchman Jean Vandevelde's cringeworthy final hole meltdown at the 1999 British Open Championship, Mito Pereira was disappointed, but he was pleased in his overall performance for the week. And I think he'll bounce back soon.
Yes!
Here are some other players that had a chance on Sunday afternoon. Will Zalatoris. Though he performed quite well in the three-hole playoff, going 1-under par himself, Zalatoris is still searching for his first PGA win. He plays extremely well from tee to green, but if you watched closely, his short putting stroke is really shaky under pressure. Another player with a chance was Cameron Young. Just the opposite of Zalatoris, though, Cameron Young's smooth putting stroke kept him near the lead all day Sunday. His weakness from the sand traps, though, led to a double bogey on the 16th hole, and it cost him a spot in the playoff. Also close but no cigar goes to Matthew Fitzpatrick. The only golfer in the field to shoot in the 60s in each of the first three rounds of play, Fitzpatrick's nerves appeared to get the better of him on Sunday. But a late chip in for birdie boosted him back to 4-under par, and then he failed to take advantage of the short par 4 17th hole, which was a birdie hole for most of the golfers. A bogey on number 17 dropped him back to 3-under par, and he finished two shots out of the playoff. Then there's Rory McIlroy. The first round leader at 5-under par, McIlroy's bulky putter, a continuing problem from recent years, failed him again this weekend. He rallied on Sunday to briefly get to 4-under par, but then he fell back again to finish the tournament at 2-under par. And then there's Abraham Anser. Mexico's talented young golfer seemed ready to make a move to the top of the leaderboard by Sunday. He was the only golfer with a PGA Tour win under his belt among the top five golfers once the final round began. Unfortunately, Abraham failed to answer the bell on Sunday and shot a 3-over par during his final round. Well, what about Tiger Woods, you ask? Tiger was mired in a tie for last place at 12 over par after a third round 79 on Saturday. Tiger announced his withdrawal from the tournament, though, on Saturday evening. And in typical Tiger Woods over-controlling kind of style, Woods refused to provide very much in the way of details about the nature of his injuries or his physical health. You know, it's quite possible that Tiger has underestimated the amount of time needed to properly rehab from that very serious one-car accident he had more than a year ago. And congratulations go to our winning golfer, Justin Thomas. Even after hitting a rare bad shot, a shank early in the final round Sunday, Justin Thomas rallied late in the day to shoot a 3-under par 67 Sunday and waited in the clubhouse while the other players failed to post a better score. It was only Will Zalatoris able to muster up a 5-under par total, so their three-hole playoff ensued. Thomas then went out and birdied the first two holes of play and closed out Zalatoris with a tap-in par on number 18 to secure his second major championship trophy. And speaking of trophies, let's give it to the real winner this week, Southern Hills Country Club. Southern Hills has been around since the 1930s. The gently rolling terrain forces golfers to hit a variety of shots. There are dog legs left and right, fast greens, a ton of sand traps, and a winding creek which comes into play on a lot of holes, especially that dangerous 18th hole. Though Southern Hills Country Club played to about 6,900 yards back for the 1994 PGA Championship, the course was lengthened this year to a monstrous 7,500 yards for this year's tournament. No matter what length this golf course plays at, Southern Hills always demands accuracy, patience, creativity, and timely putting from the winner. Congratulations again to Justin Thomas. He endured the tough golf course at Southern Hills, the ever-changing weather conditions, and the top field in professional golf to earn this victory. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us. Thank you.